about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie and Cameron with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's Supergrid Superhero Cadetship is now open to high schoolers. Up to 100 high schoolers are set to benefit from the program, which is specifically designed to align regional and remote high schoolers with pathways into state energy industry. The cadets will learn about real-world experiences and essential electrical industry skills from TAFE Queensland trainers, Ergon Energy Network and Energex experts. Minister for Training and Skills Development Lance McCallum says, "Now is the golden opportunity for our high school students to get the skills they need to get a good, secure, highly paid job in our clean energy future." A renewable energy project costing $798 million will create 600 new jobs in Queensland. The VETCO Critical Mineral Projects will see a new greenfield mine and mineral processing plant, along with a battery manufacturing plant in Townsville. Queensland Coordinator General Gerard Cogan says the community should have a say in the economic and environmental effects of the project. The plant will supply minerals for those in the local manufacturer in Townsville of rechargeable batteries of grid-scale energy.
In national news, the number of foster carers around the country are continuing to decline, with many carers contributing these declining numbers to financial stress. This means that some foster carers are being asked to take on additional children. The Foster Care Association of Victoria has been petitioning to raise the financial allowance for carers taking on multiple children. FCAV CEO Samantha Hugh said Victoria was the outlier in Australia, and it's critical for the state to raise allowance, going on to say, the real cost of raising a child is increasing, and yet the value of care allowance is decreasing. A spokesperson for the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing said the government had committed $38.4 million over 4 years to help improve home care for children. In international news, Vladimir Putin has vowed to target the European capitals in a furious tirade as the US seeks to deploy hypersonic missiles to Germany. In a recent article, comments from the Kremlin spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, threatened the citizens of the countries planning to host the American missiles. Discussions between the Ukrainian and Poland are happening in regards to interfering with the missiles. Poland's Foreign Minister Radosław Strzałkowski has said, "Our dilemma is following. If we shoot them down only when they enter our airspace, the debris is a threat to our citizens and to our property."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Subscribe to 4zzz. Go to 4.